So, I'm Fran, and
hi.
And, you know, way back when I was a young girl of 22, I was born in Philly, Philly girl, and I moved to New York to, I guess, seek my fame and fortune. And at the time, at the ripe old age of 22, I kind of had a boyfriend, and he was kind of boring, and it was on and off, but he kept me busy for about a year. And then I decided, well, I needed to meet somebody else. So I had one girlfriend in New York, and her name was Kathy, and Kathy and I went to a bar. It was called September's. And we go into the bar, and some guy comes up to us, and he starts chatting me up. And he was kind of boring, too. And then all of a sudden, this guy comes out of the bathroom. And he was so cute. And sits down, chats me up. He was a PR man. And funny, 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 funny. So he asked me out on a date. First date. He informs me that he has just bought a brand new 1978 Grand Prix with a vinyl roof and a sunroof. This car was gorgeous. So he picks me up and we're going to go on a day date. And he says we're going to go to Great Adventure. Now, for those of you who don't know, Great Adventure is now called Great Six Flags. So we drive down the New Jersey Turnpike from Manhattan. We go to Six Flags, or Great Adventure at the time. We pull in. He pays the fee. And you can go one of two ways at Great Adventure. You can go to the Safari Park, or you can go to the rides. So we decide we're going to go to the Safari Park in his 1978 brand new, 1 week old, brand Prix. So we pull into the Safari Park. There's a little sign that says, no convertibles allowed. Well, this was not a convertible. This was a vinyl roof with a sunroof. We pull in, we see the giraffes, we see the lions, we see all the animals in their so-called natural habitat, and everything was fine. And we were laughing, and he was making jokes, and I thought, oh, this guy's really cute, and et cetera. We come to a 20-foot-high wall, a stockade fence, and there's a little sign on the fence that says, warning, baboons may damage vinyl roofs. About this big, the sign is. And I said, oh, you know, Bob, that was his name, Bob. I said, Bob, I don't know whether we should go in here because this is where the baboons are and they're going to damage the vinyl. He said, oh, no. They mean old vinyl roofs. They mean an old car, not a one-week-old 1978 Grand Prix. I said, okay, we'll go. So now there's another hurdle. There's a pimply-faced young boy at the head of this 20-foot, you know, at the gate. He's got a clipboard. So he comes over and he says, you know, you want to come into the baboon bypass with your vinyl roof, you're going to have to sign a release. I said, oh, Bob, we better not do this. He said, oh, no, look at this. There's 20 names on here. He signs. Okay, the doors swing open. We pull into Baboon Bypass. The door swings closed, and within 2 seconds, 15 baboons are jumping on the car. Have you ever seen a baboon? We're talking like serious. These are serious animals. They have teeth this big. They're jumping on the roofs. The one guy is calling all the others. It's like there's some sort of communication system. They're sitting on the roofs. I can see their hemorrhoids, you know, and they're starting to go like this. They're starting to go like this. I'm saying, Bob, these baboons are going to rip this roof off this car. No. This is a 1978 Grand Prix. They're not going to do it. I'm saying, Bob, there they are. And I'm looking up, and they're bouncing up and down. So all of a sudden, he realizes that, you know, they really are on the roof, and they're going to rip the roof apart. And I'm starting to think they're going to get into the car. And I'm saying, you know, Bob, you know, they're going to... He says, oh, no, there's steel in the roof. Everything's going to be fine. So they're ripping, and they're doing with their claws, and they're bouncing up and down, and Bob is stomping on the brake and trying to get the car to, like, lurch so these baboons will get off the car. And I'm thinking, man, how, you know, we're going through the baboon, and he's stomping, and he's back and forth and back and forth. And I'm freaking out, of course. I'm like, how did I get here with this weird guy who's got me in danger on the first date? So I'm thinking, well, how are we going to get the baboons off the car? Because he's trying to, like, he's going back and forth and back and forth, stomping on the brake and starting the car and stomping on the brake. So I'm thinking, we're going to end up on 95, and how much is it going to cost for these 15 baboons who are bouncing on the roof? And all of a sudden, I hear, and a flap of the vinyl roof comes down, and then another flap of the vinyl roof comes down, and it's now hanging. We come to the end of the baboon bypass, and there's another kid there, and he's laughing. And he's like, so he's got this cattle prod, and he, one look at the cattle prod, and the baboons go off. You know, it's as if we've been set up. So he opens the door, out we go, and we now park the car, and the car is completely ripped to shreds. So the next part of the date, I was trying to be nice, you know. So then we go to the other part of the park, and that ends up to be equally difficult. We go on all the rides, the roller coasters, all that. I end up in the bathroom throwing up. We come out of that part of the park, and we can't find the car. We looked for 2 hours for that car because we were so, I guess, riled up. We hadn't remembered, you know, which row or which what. We finally find the car and we go home. 1 week later, Bob calls and he says, guess what happened? He says, I called my insurance agent. And my insurance agent said, well, did you know the baboons? Bob said, no. Would you call what they did an act of vandalism? Yes, an unknown vandal, and the insurance paid. So then the question becomes, did I ever see this guy again? Well, as a matter of fact, I did. I married him 36 years ago.